Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Witching Hour. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Something unexplained happened at 3:30 a.m. at a McDonald's on Pueblo and Northern, a town outside of Colorado Springs, for reference. It was jarring, sinister even, definitely, at the very least, strange. And we're not talking about your usual 3:30 a.m. fast food chain strange. We're talking supernatural strange. Today, let's discuss a paranormal event that occurred just before the pandemic hit in a place you'd least expect it, a McDonald's in suburban Colorado. According to the Pueblo Chieftain, employers at the Pueblo McDonald's were working their shift like normal. Now, according to their website, the restaurant is open from 5 a.m. to 12 a.m., but the drive-thru opens at 4 a.m. Pretty impressive, again, for a fast food restaurant, and I assume that the employees had gotten there early to prepare. As they began working, employees began hearing strange sounds, which culminated in ghostly shrieking accompanied by, quote, strange language and barking, from what they describe as the voice of a, quote, phantom woman. Eventually, things got so bad that employees called the police. Investigator Tom Rummer from the Pueblo Police arrived at the scene, wherein employees thought the sound was coming from outside and refused to leave. Rummer tweeted about it via the Pueblo Police the next day, saying, quote, at about 3:30 this morning, officers responded to a business in the area of Pueblo Boulevard in Northern. Employees reported hearing a woman screaming and making demonic sounds, to include speaking in strange languages and barking. They were so unnerved by the sounds that they, dot, 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 and then he continues in the next tweet, they said they wouldn't be going back outside their building until after the sun came up. Three officers searched the area, but didn't come up with the source of the disturbance. Now, I've heard from other sources in researching this episode that they wouldn't go back inside until the sun came up, which makes more sense to me personally, depending on where the noises are coming from. But you can be the judge of that. It's a detail that's kind of in contention with these tweets. Rummel and the other officers checked the bathrooms and even adjacent fast food restaurants like Burger King and could not for the life of them find the source of the sounds. The story unfortunately ends there, but speculation was alive and well amongst townspeople and reporters. Some suggested that the unidentified and presumably unseen screaming woman was someone who was mentally ill and that nothing paranormal was involved at all. However, the reaction of the McDonald's employees is notable, thinking things were safer when the sun came up and also quoted to be disturbed to the point that they described the experience as demonic. That's not something in my experience that would feel like a normal employee would say if they were just normally scared. But again, that is just me. While some might explain away the haunted McDonald's as having perhaps a mentally unstable visitor somewhere heard throughout the restaurant, paranormal experts seem to disagree. They think that this, quote, visitation feels normal, even expected. More after the break. Paranormal enthusiasts believe that the McDonald's haunting isn't out of the ordinary for authentic paranormal events, mostly because of the time frame. The witching hour, or demon's hour, is said to occur sometime between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning, with a peak around 3 a.m. The idea of a witching hour began as early as 1535, when the Catholic Church prohibited activities during the 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. time frame due to emerging fears about witchcraft in Europe. Continuing in the Western tradition, the hours between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. were considered a period of peak supernatural activity, also referred to as the devil's hour, due to it being a sinister inversion of the time that Jesus died, which was at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. While there are a lot of theories about witching hours, folklore explains it as somehow a time that people are most sensitive to supernatural activity, and the veil of our world and the world of the dead, wherever or whatever that may be, is lifted. Pueblo itself, where of course the haunted McDonald's calls home, is an Old West city with lots of haunted features outside of its drive-thrus. The Colorado State Insane Asylum has been there since the mid-1800s, where it acted as an asylum/dairy farm, a place where patients could live and work, getting help and making dairy. Urban legends in the area also say a man sacrificed his nephew as a part of a ritual in downtown Pueblo, which caused the area to be haunted. There's also the Gold Dust Saloon, which opened in the 1980s right next to the infamous Pueblo Hanging Tree, where dozens of convicted criminals were hanged for their crimes in the late 1800s and early 1900s, so the saloon next to it is supposed to be haunted. And of course, the Pioneer Cemetery, the quote, goat man, and reports of a legless dog with red eyes seen around Pueblo. All part of the haunted landscape in the area. An area, a community, where a paranormal McDonald's might not feel so out there.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.